Hello and welcome to Radar, the podcast that lets you into Safran's world. Our teams are fueled by passion, and in this special series, you'll be able to meet some of our colleagues and find out how their enthusiasm drives their engagement, both in their roles at Safran and in the way they show up in their everyday lives. Today, we're meeting Christine Hadley, Corporate Social Responsibility Director for Safran Cabins, whose passion for corporate social responsibility was born long before she even knew there was a word for it. Let's dive in. Christine, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Sandra. I'm excited to be here.
Yes, we're excited to have you. I think the first time we talked, the word that came up the most in our conversation was the word team. And it's probably a great place to start. Where does your passion for people come from?
When I think of my passion for people, it always comes in the shape of a team. When you have the best people on a team, anything is possible. And I've witnessed this in many times in my career, whether it's a difficult program delivery or a challenge that's never been solved. When smart people come together, the impossible becomes possible. And I see this with Safran's corporate social responsibility and CSR goals. Decarbonization is a big one, and we are tackling it one step at a time. And we all play a role, whether it's our employees, our customers, vendors, even our competitors. We are all in this race together for carbon neutrality by 2050.
I remember you shared this this phrase, lots of hands make the work light. I know people and teams are something that you grew up, this idea of collaboration is something you grew up with, this idea of generosity. Could you share a little bit about that?
Yes, thanks for asking. My parents, I witnessed them giving back in the community with the associations that they were involved in. It was really just part of our family values. And giving back has, it feels good, mm-hmm. one, and it's just part of kind of who we are. And so when I started this role just over a year ago, I really felt like, wow, I found a niche role that I didn't have words to describe what mm-hmm. I enjoy doing, helping others, really bringing that passion out in people.
What does the word passion bring up for you, Christine?
Passion brings up so many things. Mm-hmm. I'm passionate about my family, my friends, of course, helping others. I'm passionate about the people I work with and the progress we make, including all the challenges we overcome daily. I'm passionate about the world and our environment for future generations, including my own grandchildren, mm-hmm. which is why this CSR role is a passion project for me. And, you think about passion, and I see it as when you look in someone's eyes and they're doing what they love to do, whether they're using their talents and abilities to innovate, educate, or help others to create good in the world. And it's contagious, and you can't help but get excited when others are doing what they love as well.
Are there any mantras or questions that guide you towards a more responsible approach, both in work and outside in your everyday life?
Well, it's interesting because CSR really brings this out in me, corporate social responsibility, whether it's protecting the environment, being an exemplary employer or embodying a responsible industry or taking care of our community. These CSR pillars of Safran really should resonate and stimulate passion, because it sure does for me.
And in your everyday life, I remember you shared how this role has been influencing as well. Am I doing enough? These questions that come up, is this purchase really necessary? How has your involvement in your role been also influencing the way you show up in your own life?
Yes. As I mentioned, when I started this role just over a year ago, I had no idea how much it would change me and how much I would learn and continue to learn. The way I recycle, reduce, and reuse, even the way I buy. So learning from Patagonia, the clothing company, every industry contributes to the environment. And I've learned that one of the biggest offenders is the clothing industry. So just as Safran is seeking sustainability with our product life cycle, I'm seeking this with my own purchases. So how is it manufactured or grown? Are there better alternatives? In addition, like, do I really need it or just want it? Again, it goes back to that reduce or reuse and just really examining my own behavior. Now, I'm not perfect. Let's make that clear. But I am more aware, and awareness brings change. For example, using disposable water bottles. So in our home, we did this regularly until I realized the best waste is the one not created. Therefore, we use reusable water bottles with filtered tap water. Even my own laundry detergent, I no longer use the big jugs of detergent, but use detergent sheets that come in a recyclable cardboard box. So there are so many ways to reduce waste and change behavior. But I warn you, once you start, it will change you. And of course, that is the point.
Christine, I'm sure there are many, but is there one particular project you were part of and that made you especially proud or grateful?
Yes, absolutely. There are many opportunities that I am proud of and grateful to be included in as part of the team or a project team. I participated in Rebuilding Together events where we helped elderly or disabled homeowners with light home repairs, cleanup, and yard work. Recently, we completed a Give and Grow elementary school project, and Give and Grow is Safran Cabin's nonprofit, which focuses on create, educate, and donate for the youth in our communities. So we painted murals and added lots of color to the playground, created an outdoor classroom, and refreshed their vegetable garden. So when I think of those events, though, for me, the best part is to see the dedication of the team coming together. And it's typically in one day that they make a huge impact in another person's life. Whether it's seeing the tears of joy when a homeowner sees their home transformed in a day, or the smiles on the students' faces each time they come out to play for recess, the gratitude they feel creates this tenfold for the gratitude I feel being able to help. And these are just a few of the projects that I'm most grateful for and make me proud. I mean, in addition, we've created a CSR ambassador network at Cabin. We have ambassadors at each site that lead by example, promote, and educate about CSR daily. And again, that's another project that I'm really proud of.
Christine, I love what you shared about CSR being more than a role, but being an individual responsibility and a team effort. And I really love what you said about it being contagious. And I'm sure there are people listening to us wondering, you know, how can I play a role in this? What can I do? What would you say to them?
Start today. Become aware of what you can do to make small but mighty differences by your own behaviors at home, at work, or in society. There are so many ways to demonstrate social responsibility, and I'm sure many are already doing something. It's just a challenge to do more every day. So, for example, find something you love, whether it's your family, a park, a beach, and make small differences to send signals. For example, eat less meat during the week, or buy local, or use less energy, recycle, carpool, and then do it together. Actions matter. Even small ones make a difference, and they multiply when we do it as a team. Science proves that doing good actually feels good. So start doing more CSR good today.
Yes, let's do that. Thank you so much for sharing your passion with us today, Christine.
Thank you, Sandra. It's been a pleasure.
Now over to you. What passion drives you? Thank you for listening, and we look forward to sharing the next Radar episode with you.